24th, I need approval of June 10th minutes.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Department head reports, fire department.
Hello, Sunny Pink Staff, representing the fire department. Hold yourself, I have a short report tonight. Year-to-date, we have 1,550, just shy of that, responses. At this pace, we are, if it keeps up, going to set a record as far as responses. Our smoke and CO detector program is going really, really well. For that, I'd like to commend the men and the shifts getting out on, like, Monday evenings on the Riverwalk and some of the other things that are put on and getting these out there. And no doubt, I am confident that some, hopefully, that, you know, don't want to wish bad, but I know that these will save somebody's life sometime. We have taken delivery of our drones, so we are now moving to the next stage of that, which will be the training. And happy to report, knocking on wood, all equipment is in good shape and running.
Great.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Sunny.
City inspector.
Philip Cooper, city inspector. From 5/27 to date, we've had 108 grass violations. And we've kind of tell the people just wait till it dries out a little bit, so.
It's like a rice.
Yeah, so then on trash, we've had 69. And also, today, we had a meeting with the, for the blighted properties. And probably in August, hopefully, we'll have 11 houses tore down. And that's going to be the end of the program, end of this year, so once we get it all done, so.
That's fine. Animal shelter, I didn't think you was going to be here.
For the month of May, at the animal shelter, we took in 28 cats. Most of those were orphaned kittens. We did adopt out 11 cats in the month of May. In the month of May, we took in 73 dogs. Of those, 26 were strays, 18 were owner surrenders, 20 were seized in the community, and 9 were return adoptions. We adopted out 35 dogs in the month of May. We returned 22 dogs to their owners, and we sent 9 dogs to rescue in the month of May. That was a total of 66 positive dog outcomes. Our current 5-day hold census is that we have 3 dogs and no cats in 5-day hold. We have 24 animals in foster care right now. Of those, 22 are orphaned kittens, and 2 are dogs that are fostered to adopt. Our current available dogs is 8, and we have 1 cat available for adoption. Our total onsite population right now, at this point, is 12 animals. That is largely due to this weekend's Indy Mega Adoption Event. We went to Indianapolis. We transported 27 dogs and 17 cats to Indianapolis this weekend. Of those 27 dogs, all 27 were adopted.
Wow.
And 16 cats were adopted out of the 17, so we came back with 1 cat of all of those animals. If you see the folks from the shelter, I'd like to mention by name because these folks worked tirelessly over the weekend. We didn't get back till 10 p.m. last night, and we've been working for months previous to prepare for this. Angie and Bill Stanley, Samantha Madison, Amy Hamilton, Tessa Stivers, Meg Carey, Gabrielle Miller, Kim and Leo Gahabe, Nikki Cardinal, Laura Bogard, Betty Goodpasture, Brody Parsons, and Laura and Tim Swan came out the night before and bathed 14 dogs. So our census is way down at this point in time, which is what allows us to stay a no-kill shelter. So tell these people, if you see them, they're doing a great job. And also, our construction has started out at the shelter.
Oh, good.
And they're moving quickly, and it's looking great. So come out and visit.
Great. Thanks, Liam.
Danny, city cemetery.
Gentlemen, Danny Wilson, city cemetery.
For the month of May, we had 22 funeral services. So far in June, we've had 18, which brings our yearly total up to 109. And our total of services since the beginning of the cemetery is 36,035. Thank you.
No old business, move to new business. First up is Red Skelton Festival banner request. And Pratt. That's Pratt.
Pratt. Oh, wait. You could be Ann Prout. Yeah, you want to be Ann Prout instead of Ann Pratt?
I have been her before. And her daughter Jenna has been my daughter Julie.
It's only fair because she put the wrong date on the request. So, you know, we're just kind of returning the favor.
Okay, so there's one error on this letter that you have. I have marked down Saturday, July 21st. It should, in fact, be Saturday, July 20th for the 14th Annual Red Skelton Festival. And it will again be on the grassy area next to the museum from 10 a.m. till about 5 p.m. on that Saturday. And our parade will be that morning beginning at 11 a.m. Oh, sorry. We are requesting the closure of Red Skelton Boulevard from 8 a.m. till 5 p.m. to enable people to safely cross the street and also for the bathtub races, which will take place during that time. And the parade route will line up in the parking lot of the New Wade Building at 5th and Broadway. And the parade will proceed to Main Street and go from 5th to 2nd on Main and then turn north on 2nd and proceed to the Red Skelton Boulevard. And we're requesting police assistance at necessary intersections. And we further request permission to have the Red Skelton Festival banner hung up the weeks of July 8th to and July 15th on 2nd Street.
And Paula has...
We're just waiting on insurance.
Waiting on insurance.
It's not our problem. It's just a matter of getting a copy of it.
Okay. So, Chief, you're okay with what we need?
Yeah, Chief, I know, is already checking in to put our guys in place.
Okay. All right. So I'll make the motion, but I'll abstain from voting since I'm president of the museum. So we're going to, the board will make a motion to approve the use of the parade route as described by Ms. Pratt for Saturday, July the 20th, and an accompanying festival banner request to be approved for the week of July 8th and July 15th on 2nd Street pending in receipt of insurance.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
One side note, I'd like to request anybody to be in the bathtub race, fire, police, Board of Works.
Next is curb cut. Decline.
I'd like to have a curb cut at 205 South 15th, if I could.
And you've met with the city engineer? And
I've met with John Sprague, and he said if there was any problem, he was going to contact me. I haven't heard from him.
Okay, and so I talked to him today. It's okay. He didn't have a problem with the curb cut. It was all good, so.
Did you have questions, Steve, or your phone?
No, I didn't. Okay. I took pictures of it just to...
Yeah, we visited the property and checked it out ourselves, so we're good.
Okay.
So we'll make a motion to approve the aforementioned curb cut request at 205 South 15th Street as requested.
Okay.
And I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay.
Great, thanks, Vic.
Next is Pavilion Rental for concert, and I see Ross Martin. I don't see Bill here. So.
Who's much better looking than Bill Sandiford. And,
yeah. That's not saying much, sir.
You can tell him I said that.
Yeah. I will. Yeah. Absolutely. We would like to sponsor Cody Canada and the Departed on Friday, August 30th at the Riverfront Pavilion here in town. And I believe all we need is the pavilion and the stage. Is that correct, Mr. Hill?
Right. I mean, that's what Bill had mentioned to me when I had him contact Paula about that, so yes. I think there is gonna be an admission charge, but they're also raising funds for a local charity. I think that's to be determined, but that's
yes,
part of what they're doing, so. So I think Paula has the, Bill filled out the contract, right?
Yeah.
The agreement?
I think she sent it, but it has not been returned yet. I think she just sent it to him
okay, so what we can do is make the recommendation pending the receipt of the actual contract.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
That sound all right?
Insurance.
And insurance, yeah, Bill knows that.
Yeah.
So Paula did talk to him and send him everything he needed. So we're gonna make a recommendation to approve the rental of the pavilion for First Robinson Savings Bank for a concert to be held on Friday, August the 30th, and also use of the city stage.
And I'll second the motion.
Real quick, are they paying for the pavilion, or? Because if you're charging, you may have to pay for the rental of the pavilion. If it's open to the public, it's usually free.
Yeah, I think Bill knew, I mean, Bill knew that there would be a rental, okay, since there would be charging something.
If you changed it to this, if people would make a donation rather than
charge. Oh, I hadn't thought about that.
It may be that you wouldn't have to pay the fee if it's open to the public.
Okay.
And we'll let you.
And whatever charitable event, I mean, obviously.
So what we're doing is we're gonna approve this and we'll charge the, if it's gonna be a paid ticketed kind of event, then we'll charge the rent, and if it's gonna be a donation,
absolutely,
and then the funds are given, then we'll waive that fee.
Yep.
Does that make sense? Okay.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye. Okay. Thanks, Russ.
Thanks.
Miscellaneous, we have Katie Cotter here to request a street closing.
Thank you.
Actually, you're on the council's agenda tonight, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, but they've advised that she should come here first.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm here.
So this is the first we've heard of this, so.
Yes. So I'm here on behalf of Vincennes University.
Some of us.
They have filed a petition to close a portion of a city street and to close an alley. It's been filed with city council. They're gonna hear first reading tonight, and there'll be a public hearing on July 8th. Specifically, they're asking to vacate the portion of Shelby Street that's between 1st and 2nd Street, and also between 1st Street and the end of the road, basically where the railroad right-of-way is, and also the alley between Hart Street and Shelby Street. And the reason is that they wanna vacate it for purposes of the French Village that they're developing.
Oh, okay.
VU owns all the property
right
around the street that they're asking to vacate in the alley. They will still send notice to all potentially affected utilities, and CSX does own a triangular piece at the end of Shelby Street, so they'll be notified as well.
So you have pictures of that?
I do.
Why don't you come around? Unless you want to climb over the banister.
Be a public hearing with the council, right?
Yeah.
So what's the action that's needed from us?
If you don't want to close one of your streets, you say no.
Oh, okay.
This is what we're.
If you don't object, it can be up to the city council to pass an ordinance.
Right.
As this.
Oh, okay. Oh, you got somebody that really knows what they're doing behind you. Okay.
So basically.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. I don't think I've ever seen this.
And this is, yeah, that's someone said if you look at this. It's going to be part of the parking lot eventually.
Good bocce ball courts? Bocce ball courts? Really?
That would be the Italian village.
I like that. Lawn bowling, whatever that is in French, right?
Okay.
So it won't affect anybody.
Right. To me, it's like a no-brainer. Right?
Did you need this back?
I do.
Can I keep this?
Can we keep these?
Yeah.
Do you need these back?
You can hold on with this. Hang on to that here. That's nice. Okay, we're gonna make them. Oh, okay, great. So we're gonna make a motion to approve the aforementioned alleys that are a part of the
I'm sorry
chief.
Could I make a comment, please?
Please. We always ask the fire department.
If this is passed, is there any way to make the street between 2nd and 1st on Chestnut or Harrison, could that be?
We'll revisit that to make it two-way.
because if not, there's...
Oh, I see what you're saying. Sure, but get through there.
They still get it, yeah, Hart Street or...
Okay.
It makes it landlocked when you're trying to get...
Gotcha. Right. Okay. Duly noted. Okay. Anyone else have, Chief, you have any concerns or, okay, Danny? Well, buried anybody there. All right. So we're going to make a motion as recommended by council to vacate an alleyway as a part of the Frenchtown property. I'm sorry. Yes, on Shelby. As part of the Frenchtown development, Vincennes University.
And Shelby Street.
And Shelby Street.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. It's an alley and Shelby Street, between First and Second. Gotcha, okay.
I'll second. Go ahead.
Sorry, it's also between First and the end of that road.
Right. Which is not there.
Goes up to the railroad track.
Yeah, which goes, yeah.
It's like platted, but it's not.
Right.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, right.
So noted. That's my motion.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
Thanks, Katie.
Nothing else under miscellaneous? Just need a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
We are adjourned.
Those are pretty...